האיש החפץ חיים, אוהב ימים, אוהב ימים, אותו.
איי, 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 מי האיש
החפץ חיים. צור לשון חמרה ושפתך מדבר מימה סומרה עשה טוב בקשה לו ועוד פעור איי 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 מי האיש החפץ חיים
בוקר טוב, סיריות תורניות.
Good morning, the tens on duty are Ashkelon, Peter, 10 number 1, Chelyabinsk, Slovakia, and Petach Tikva, 10 number 17. From Shamari 138. When fear comes upon a person, one should know that there is none else besides him, and even witchcraft. And if one sees that fear overcomes him, he should say that there is no such thing as chance, but God has given him an opportunity from above. And he must contemplate and study the end to which one has been sent, this fear. It appears that it is so that he will be able to prevail and say there is none else besides him. But if, after all that, the fear has not departed from him, one should take it as an example and say that one's servitude of the Creator should be in the same measure of the fear, meaning that the fear of God, which is a merit, should be in the same manner of fear that he has now. That is, that the body is impressed by the superficial fear, and exactly in the same manner that the body is impressed, the fear of God should be. Question 1. What is the fear that if one will not have the importance of the friends during the lesson, he will not have the importance of the Creator? Again, what is the fear that if one will not have the importance of the friends during the lesson, he will not have the importance of the Creator? It's an active workshop.
That's our path. From the importance of the friends alone, we can reach the importance of the Creator. And there's always that fear not to deviate and not to get confused with all kinds of external forms, but to truly go through the friends to the Creator.
Yes. A person has nowhere from which to get importance if not from the environment. And this is the whole essence of our environment. People whom the Creator has brought so that they will engage in discovering him, searching for him.
Even if we if we don't have that fear, we have to awaken it in us.
Yes, we have to awaken it, because practically we have to realize that the connection between the friends and the Creator directly is something that always evaporates. We always have to make efforts in it, in there is none else besides him. We always have to make more efforts to see that the friends are the Creator. And this is all of our work, to somehow try to awaken that fear in us so that we will truly feel that way.
And to be precise towards spirituality and against our ego, that's where the center of the work is. And why should we help each other stay there in the work? And not try and find all kinds of other paths, but stick to this path of the work with the friends.
Yep, this is the fear that For even one moment, I will forget that I have no chance to attain anything if I will not be connected and bonded with you. This is the fear not to feel, not only to think in the head, but the fear not to feel, that our prayer can only be a common prayer.
And also, there's that fear not to pray alone, because that's the most natural way, that the desire has a need and thinks that, well, that it's unique and not for himself and not alone. Those are two points that we really have to pay attention, that we don't fall to, from the prayer to the Creator.
Yep. And we can also say maybe that to awaken the importance of the friends between us is also an important part of this work, because if the friends will not be important in our eyes, reading a second excerpt from Rabash 1 concerning the importance of the friends. When one sees one's friend as being at an equal degree to one's own, one can accept the other as a friend and bond with him. This is so. The friend means that both parties are at the same state, same level. And this is what common sense dictates. In other words, they have the same views and thus decide to bond. Then both of them act towards the goal that they both wish to achieve. A question for a workshop. In a few minutes, the lesson will begin. How do we increase the deficiency to see that one's friends are standing inside one's heart? Again, in a few minutes, the lesson will begin. How do we increase the deficiency to see that one's friends are standing inside one's heart?
Only from the way we work on each other, even without words, only in thoughts. A person can't awaken a deficiency, his individual deficiency, he can't touch it.
Yes, but maybe he can try to see it, try to integrate, try to feel the friends, search for the greatness of the goal, search how to see only the things that the friends are doing with effort.
And to try and truly bestow to the friends, not to convince myself, maybe to act in front of the friends and create an environment that presses on this observation.
We have a workshop in which each friend tells his friends about the common feeling, about the importance that he has for them. And I, for example, feel that without you, I'm nothing. I'm like this speck, and together we have a common power. We need to feel that even a little bit, and already we can jump forward.
To know that the only benefit from the lesson is if I integrate in the 10 and ask for them, that I'll feel you in my heart and your deficiencies for spirituality in such a way that they will be more important than my own deficiency, and ask for them.
It seems to me that during the lesson, it's too late already to talk about increasing the deficiency. Rather, this is something that has to be done beforehand. And we need to come to the lesson already with a demand that this will be the state, that the friends will be so important to me that I will not be able to leave them in my thought, even for a minute, even after the lesson.
But it's still a deficiency that we have to awaken all the time, even if I'm very concentrated and alert in the lesson, following every word in the book, listening to everything Rav is saying. But if still, if I don't have a thought of the friends, so it's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
And even if we paid attention to it only now, that we don't have a deficiency, it's excellent. So we noticed it. The Creator is now here giving us a personal treatment relating to us personally, so that indeed we will be able to bestow collectively, so that we will wake up and awaken. I just look at the screens, and immediately I get the greatness of the friends. I see all of the friends in every hall, everywhere in the world. They're all together, attached, and I feel them in my heart.
The friends in our heart is that we're connected. The Creator sees us connected. We see us, or I see the separation. And in order to get close to the Creator, I just need to see the connection with the friends. To see the connection instead of the ego.
Yep. And to pray. To pray that we will feel this connection. To pray that we will be together. As the friend said, we're not the only ones here. There's a very strong power here from all over the world, so that we will truly be as one man in one heart.
Using our phones, we will read selected excerpts about the greatness of the Creator.